His son, a criminal barrister, is determined to fight the claims.
100%. Our family has decided this is what we want to use such inheritances there is upon, to clear his name.
But first, the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse will investigate the Janna case. It wants to know whether the earliest allegations were covered up, resulting in a failure to prosecute. The family's position is clear.
He has never been convicted of any offence and is entirely innocent. He wasn't prosecuted because the allegations were fabricated. They were investigated by the police properly and dismissed as the rubbish that they were. What this inquiry is doing is working on an assumption of guilt.
The family have been told they will not be able to fully cross-examine Lord Janna's accusers at the inquiry, which is why they want to bring the case here to the civil courts. But those who represent alleged victims are worried the courts may decide that too much time has passed for there to be a ruling on whether the abuse happened. They say the inquiry is vital.
There's been many serious allegations made against Lord Janna over many years. He was somebody of huge importance in the political world, a Member of Parliament, sat in the House of Lords, and the crimes are alleged to have taken place within an institution, so they do fit neatly into the remit of the National Inquiry.
Lord Janna's family are fighting back against dozens of accusers making allegations spanning decades. Neither side's prepared to back down. Tom Simons, BBC News.